Amen. He's worthy of praise tonight. You know that? Amen. I said the Lord's worthy of the praise tonight. He's the one that's worthy of the glory and the honor tonight. And I've just come, amen, to have revival. Haven't you? Amen. I said, haven't you? I've come to have meeting. Amen. I've come to worship the Lord. Amen. I've come to see what the Lord will do for us. I'll guarantee you one thing tonight. It's not about me and you, but it's all about Him tonight. Amen. He'll come down tonight and find my holiest church. Amen. If me and you'll press in and let the Lord. Amen. If me and you'll step in the water. Amen. If me and you'll press through the clouds. Amen. If me and you'll be willing to march around Jericho. I know a God who'll show up. Amen. And tear the wall down. Amen. If you'll get your sling and your stone. Amen. Honey, the Lord will come by and take the giant down. That's the kind of God I serve.
Hallelujah.
Same God that David serves, the same God I'm serving tonight.
Come on now.
Amen. Brother, amen, Bobby, we look at that story. Amen. The world probably would have looked on and looked at David. They would have said, Lord, have mercy. That boy don't stand a chance. Amen. I know hindsight's 20/20 tonight. But when I look at, amen, Goliath against David, I realize who, amen, amen, Goliath's God is. I also realize who David's God is. Amen. When I look at that tonight, amen, I look at Goliath. Amen. I feel sorry for him. Amen. Because I realize, amen, he stepped on God's toes. Amen. When you blaspheme, amen, the name of God, amen, brother, you're in for, amen, sudden destruction. Hallelujah. Amen. Goliath didn't stand a chance.
Come on,
I'm going to tell you something tonight. Amen. That problem that you got, if you'll take it to God,
yes, sir,
it won't stand a chance.
Come on, brother.
You hear me tonight?
Yeah.
Amen. Tonight, I'm telling you, I'm excited about what I feel like the Lord's going to do.
Right.
Brother Bobby, when you was up here exhorting and testifying, amen, I just felt like fighting.
Come on.
Amen.
Come on.
Amen tonight.
Yeah.
I feel like the church, Brother Bobby, needs to get a little more fight back in her tonight.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Come on tonight. When you look at that story in 1 Samuel 17, church, you'll realize that not one man in all the army of Israel, not even the king, who stood head and shoulders above them all, amen, in Israel. Not one man had enough courage. Not one man had enough backbone. Not one man, Brother Bobby, in all the army, amen, had enough courage and fight about him and grit, amen, to get in the fight. I come to tell you tonight, amen, if you'll get that spirit that David had, amen, and you'll make haste, amen, get out of your chariot, amen, and take off, amen, into the battle, amen, the Lord will win the victory for you tonight. Well, that's what kind of God I'm serving tonight. Thank God He's done a lot for me, praise the Lord. Amen, I guarantee He's done a lot for you. Amen, it's a privilege to be here tonight. I'm going to promise you, amen, after you heard Brother Bobby, and you're about to hear, amen, what the Lord laid on my soul, you would have thought that we would have talked. You would have thought that we would have conspired about this service tonight, but I'll guarantee you we did not.
No, sir.
I opened my Bible up right where I had it marked. I didn't turn to anything. Amen, after listening to Brother Bobby, those men were there. Amen. I didn't go leafing through my Bible. Amen. This is what the Lord laid on me tonight. Amen. So if you have your Bibles tonight, amen, you're able to go with us, amen, to the second epistle of Paul, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. The second letter to the church at Thessalonica. Amen. The apostle Paul, amen, had something on his mind, amen, that he wanted to tell the church at Thessalonica, but not to them only, Brother Bobby. Amen. But he wanted to talk to me and you tonight. Amen. Right here is 2011. Amen. Begins to wrap up. Amen. The Apostle Paul. Amen. His words that were spoken and written down, penned. Amen. By the man of God that was full of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Going to speak to me and you tonight. Amen. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. Notice what Paul wrote. He said, now, we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto Him, amen, that ye be not soon shaken. Hallelujah. I could stop right there and preach, Brother Bobby. Amen. That ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter as from us, as that, amen, the day of Christ is at hand. Notice what he said in verse 3. He said, let no man deceive you by any means. For that day shall not come. Thank God. Listen now. That day shall not come except there come a falling away first.
Thank you, Lord.
And that man of sin be revealed, amen, the son of perdition. Amen. Notice the latter end of part two again. Amen. As that the day of Christ is at hand. But notice verse 3, about midway, except there come a falling away first.
Preaching,
amen. I very simply feel like preaching tonight, we're in the falling away. We're in the falling away. Amen. Notice something here tonight, church. Amen. I've only been saved going on about 13 years. I told Brother Bobby before church tonight that I've been preaching about 11 of those years, a little over. Amen. Full-time evangelizing for 3 years now. Amen. But can I tell you something tonight, church? I realize tonight that there's a lot of you, amen, that have been in the household of faith, amen, a lot longer than I've probably been saved or even been alive. I realize that tonight. Amen. And you can add to this preaching tonight. Amen. Because you've seen better days in the church. Amen. You've seen the church. Amen. House packed. Amen. To the point of overflow. Amen. You've seen the glory. Amen. Of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Falling down. Amen. In His splendor. Amen. You've seen folks saved. Amen. You've seen them healed. You've seen them filled with the Holy Ghost. You've seen them falling out in the floor. Amen. You've seen them shout. Amen. I've not come to preach and say those days are over. Amen, because they're not. I've been in them this week. Amen, thank God. Amen, but what I've come to preach is, amen, America tonight, amen, is seeing a great, I said a great multitude of folks that are far away, amen, from the Word of God.
Oh,
yes. Amen, we realize that the devil walked into America, amen, around 63, 64.
Yes, sir.
Walked into America and said, I'll take prayer out of school.
Yes, sir.
Hey man, the church was there the whole time.
Yeah.
We have watched the devil move and progress and said, hey, well, hey man, I did that, so I might as well do this. You gotta understand something about the devil tonight. Hey man, if you give him an inch, brother, he'll take a mile for sure.
Yes.
Amen. If you let down a little bit tonight, amen, the devil will not ease up on you. Amen. But he'll increase. Amen. That's how the enemy works. He don't want just a little. Amen. He wants the whole enchilada tonight. He wants everybody in here that's blood-bought and fire baptized. Amen. On their way to hell. Amen. But I've come to tell you tonight, amen, God's got a people. I said, God's got a church. Amen. In the last days, full of power of God. Amen. I'm glad tonight to know God said He'll be with us all the way, even to the end of the world. Praise God. So I got to thinking about that. I thought, well, amen, if the Lord was able to carry these great men like Moses, men like Elijah, amen, men like Daniel, amen, men like Paul, if God could see them through all they went through, everything they faced, lions' den, amen, the walls of Jericho. Amen, all the things serpent bit. All the things these men have went through. Amen, if God could see them through to completion. Amen, and God would let the Apostle Paul say, amen, I finished my course. Amen, I've kept the faith. Amen, surely tonight, amen, He'll see me through. And surely tonight, He'll see you through. Amen, but notice here tonight, amen, the Apostle Paul, amen, was letting us in on a time that would be coming. Paul was a prophet, no doubt.
Yes, he was.
Amen. He spoke to Timothy about many things. He spoke to the church at Corinth and Philippi and Galatia. Amen. About many things. But here, he's dealing with the church at Thessalonica. Amen. He's letting them know, amen, that they should not, amen, soon be shaken. Amen. In mind. Amen. I've never seen a time, Brother Bobby, amen, like we're living in tonight. Amen. Trouble's on every side. Every church you go to, amen, there's a spirit of heaviness. Amen. There's a time of trouble. Amen. This one's falling out. This one's backslid. This one's got cancer. This one's sick. Amen. And afflicted. Amen. This one's child. Amen. Just left the house of God. Amen. We came, amen, not long ago from holding a 2-week revival down in Kentucky.
Uh-huh.
Last month, Brother Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Amen. I didn't know him. Really, like I don't know you tonight. That's the way generally I like it.
Yes, sir.
Because that way you can't say, well, he knows my life. I don't know anything. Me and Brother Bobby just set this thing up and here we are. And talk about nobody or nothing. Amen. Hallelujah. I didn't know Brother Bobby, the pastor, real well. I didn't know his wife, didn't know his family, didn't know his church. I didn't know the battle that was going on in that church until after I'd got there and began to start preaching and the Holy Ghost began to reveal some things. What I did not realize was about the second or third night of the revival, the pastor's wife began to testify. Amen. And she said it like this. She said, "We've been praying for a revival. Not just a series of meetings, but we need a real revival." Brother Bobby, here's the kicker tonight. Amen. She said, "We prayed to God, amen, would send somebody that didn't know us and that we didn't know." And she looked at me and she said, "Boy, has God do it good." Amen. I didn't know nothing. Amen. But evidently what I was preaching through the Holy Ghost, amen, was hitting home. And she said these words. Amen. She said, "We've been in such a fight. We've been in such a valley. Amen. For such a long time. Amen. We was ready to shut it down. Amen. Before this revival. Amen. My husband was ready to shut the church down. He's ready to quit. Amen. Throw in the towel. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight. Amen. The church. Amen. Trouble on every side. But I know a God tonight. Amen. That can move by the mighty power of this Spirit."
Hallelujah. Come on, preacher.
Preach it out. Amen. The devil began to move in their family. Amen. They had two daughters. Amen. The one daughter's husband, amen, was a musician, singer, they said, great talent for the Lord. Backslid on God, stoned out of his mind most every day and night. Two little kids, a wife, throwing it all away, amen, for the world. Amen. Their other daughter, amen, about 30 years of age, amen, same instance, great musician, amen, worked for the Lord in the house of God, I guess, ever since she'd been born. Amen. Backslid on God in a terrible mess tonight. But notice here what the Apostle Paul said. Amen. He said, "Don't be, amen, soon shaken up, amen, in mind, amen, or be troubled, neither by spirit, amen, nor by word." Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, amen, the devil's, amen, loose on every side. Amen. He's wherever you go, he'll be there. It don't matter what denomination, it don't matter what church, amen, the devil's been there. Amen. The devil's working. Amen. But I've come to tell you tonight, amen, there's one greater. I said there's one greater than the devil on the loose tonight. But greater is he, my Lord. I said greater is he that's within me than he that's within the world. I said the power of the Holy Ghost is real. Hallelujah.
I believe it.
And it's still the anointing that'll destroy the yoke.
That's what it says.
And that's what we need tonight.
Yes.
Amen. We need a greater anointing in 2012. Than we had this year. Why is that, brethren? Amen. Well, I'm glad you ask. Amen. I'm just going to flat tell you tonight. Amen. We see the battle intensifying. We see, amen, as the battle intensifies, amen, us as God's people are going to need a greater power. Amen. But it seems like, amen, in the day and hour in which we live, amen, we see that the church, if we're not careful, amen, is losing power, amen, rather than gaining power. Notice tonight, that has never been the will of God. The devil enjoys it, but God looks down with a burden on His church. I've come to tell me and you tonight, it's time we quit looking around at everybody else. It's time that we quit holding back. It's time we quit waiting for somebody else to step in the water first. It's time that we quit saying, "I have no man, Lord, to put me in." Amen. Everybody else gets in the pool before I do. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, it's do or die for the church. I said it's do or die time. It's time we got full to the point of overflow. Amen. It's time we studied. Amen. To show ourselves approved. Amen. A workman unto God. Amen. It's time we got back to being baptized. Amen. With the genuine power of the Holy Ghost.
I believe that.
Because notice here tonight, there's a danger. Amen. There is a danger of running on empty tonight.
Oh,
amen. Notice here what will happen. Amen. Paul begins to talk about the same thing Jesus talked about much. Amen. When he was telling his disciples about the end times. If you'll notice when you get to reading chapters like Matthew chapter 24 and Luke chapter 17, when the disciples began to ask the Lord, "Tell us about the signs, man, of your coming. What will things be like?" and all of that. You remember Jesus talked more about deception, friend, than he talked about anything else. He said statements like, "Let no man deceive you." Amen. But notice here tonight what the Apostle Paul said in 2 Thessalonians 2 and 3. In our text tonight, he said, "Let no man deceive you."
That's it.
Tonight, there's a lot of deception going on in the land. We've got false doctrine, amen. We've got seducers waxing worse and worse. Amen. Come tonight. Amen. We've got to realize tonight that if we're not careful, amen, we can be deceived. Amen. We've got to make sure tonight, amen, that we're in the Word. Amen. As this coming year, amen, 2012 is upon us. Amen. Brother Bobby, tonight, amen, it's time we share, amen, squared our shoulders back and realize, amen, come hell or high water, amen, I'm going to serve the Lord. Amen. Come what may. Amen. I'm a child of God. Amen. I'm going to live it. I'm going to walk it. I'm going to talk it. By the grace of God. Amen. I will make it.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Let no man deceive you by any means. But then notice Paul. Amen. If that's not serious enough, notice what the Apostle Paul said tonight. He said, "For that day shall not come." He said, "The Lord's coming back." Amen. Talking about His second coming.
Yes,
Brother Bobby, He lets us know and assures us, amen, that the day of Jesus Christ, Paul said it like this, is at hand.
It's at hand.
If you'll notice something tonight, church, those end of the New Testament writers, men like Paul, men like Peter, men like John, amen, in Revelation chapter 1.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Paul said the day of the Lord's at hand. Amen. Notice what John the Revelator said. Amen. In Revelation chapter 1 and 3. He said, "Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein." Amen. For the time, notice this tonight, church. Amen. For the time is at hand. Amen. You notice something tonight. John would go on and write 22 chapters. Amen. Of the book of Revelation. Amen. But you know what John was feeling on the inside? Amen. It's at hand. Amen. The coming of the Lord. Amen. It's nigh. It's at the door. Amen. It's close. Amen. It's closer tonight. Amen. Than it was yesterday. Amen. I've come to tell you. Amen. Without a doubt. Tonight, child of God, amen, the Lord, amen, is coming. I said, Jesus Christ, amen, the Son of God, amen, is coming again.
Hallelujah.
Paul makes sure that we know that. He encourages us. We like to hear that. Those of us that are saved, I should say, we rejoice in that. Jesus is coming. Thank God. The hope of a better day. Our help, our Redeemer, the lover of our soul, the lily of the valleys, the bright morning star, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last. He is coming again.
That's it, brother.
That encourages us as the church. The backsliders don't want to hear it. The sinners don't want to believe it. But tonight in this house, there are folks that do believe it. He is coming. Amen. His coming is close. It's at hand, Paul said. It's nigh even at the door. Amen. But notice something. As good as that sounds, and as much as that encourages my heart and soul, Brother Bobby, the Apostle Paul cannot stop writing there. He cannot stop in verse 2 and say, the day of Christ is at hand. He's got to go on and write verse 3, and he's got to let us know, amen, that it will not come. Well, that raises a question. Paul, teacher, apostle, why? What's holding him back? What's going to make prevent him, amen, from not coming? Amen, he said, except there come, amen, a falling, amen, away, amen, first. Amen, notice tonight there's a lot of preachers, amen, you've heard them like I have. Amen, when I first got saved, I still hear a few of them. Thank God Brother Bobby didn't do it tonight, so I'm not preaching on Brother Bobby. Amen, but I've heard a lot of them say, amen, that he will not come unless there come first a great falling away. Amen, I come to tell you tonight, amen. The Bible does not use the word great. There'll be nothing great about anybody falling away. It's not good. It's not great. Amen. It's not exciting. Amen. That folks will fall away. Amen. I've come to tell you. Amen. The only way. Amen. That he'll come. Amen. Is first. There will be a falling away period. I've come to preach and tell me and you tonight, amen, we are in that day and in that hour. Amen, we can look around at the church, amen, and we can realize, amen, that for a while now, amen, the church, amen, for the most part tonight, amen's falling away. Amen, folks are backsliding. Amen, folks are retreating. Amen, folks are surrendering. Amen, but I've come to tell you tonight, you don't have to be one of them. You don't have to be a casualty in 2012. We had enough in 2011. Amen, we had enough casualties. casualties. We have enough fall away. We need some men and women who'll be willing to endure hardness as a good soldier. Amen of the cross. I said tonight, God's looking. Amen for somebody who'll stand when you've done all you can to stand. Amen. Stand.
That's what he said.
Huh?
Stand.
He didn't say fall.
Huh?
He didn't say fall. He didn't say quit. He didn't say stop. He didn't say cry. He didn't say get offended. He didn't say walk out. He didn't say wave the white flag and go home and cry and stop. He said keep on. Amen. Press it on. For the kingdom of heaven, amen, is at hand. Hallelujah.
That's the word, Brother Anthony.
Notice something tonight. Amen. It'd be good preaching if we could preach that Demas would have been the last one that would have forsaken the church, forsaken the man of God, forsaken the Lord for the love of this present world. Amen. But the truth is tonight, there are many Demases. The truth tonight is, Demas fell for the love of the world. We're living in a church age now. Amen. And I'm not come to preach doctrine here tonight. Amen. And I don't know how Brother Bobby feels. We haven't talked. We don't know each other real, real well. He knows enough about me to let me preach. I know enough about him in the church to come in prayer. Amen. But can I tell you something tonight? If you'll read and realize the seven churches that are in Revelation 2 and 3, amen, that church of Laodicea in that church age, that church had got to a place, amen, where they were blessed of God. Amen. They had everything. They say we're rich. Amen. We're increased with goods and we're in need of nothing. Come now, church. You look at the church in America tonight. We've had more than we've ever had. Amen. A lot of churches have grown lukewarm and cold. Amen. And indifferent. Amen. They said we've got everything we need. Amen, brethren, I beg to differ. Amen, you need to apply the Holy Ghost. I said, without the Holy Ghost, amen, it's just a building. It's just pews. Amen, we need the fire. We need the power of the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Notice here tonight. Amen, Paul gave a stern warning. Amen, they will come. He's letting us know it's not a possibility. There's not a chance, an 80-20 chance it'll happen.
Right.
He said, you can guarantee this, brethren. They will come a falling away first. In other words, amen, the only way you're going to see Jesus Christ come back is you can look at this one sign for sure. When you see folks falling away. When you see folks, amen, that say it's easier to stay home, amen, when you look at an age, amen, where folks, amen, make it easy to stay home, amen, over a headache, amen, little Billy, amen's running a high fever, amen, little Sally, amen, didn't have a good day at school, well, amen, I'll tell you what the elders would have done, they would have stayed at the house, they'd have brought them to the house of God, I said they'd have brought them to the house of God, amen, and had them anointed, amen, and prayed over, amen. And shouted and had revival. Amen. I come to tell you, amen, they're falling away. But you don't have to be one of them. I don't have to be one of them. Amen. I come to tell you, I say, let's have revival in the midst of a falling away. Hallelujah.
Sounding good.
Amen. We just left Virginia this morning. Amen. Through the traffic and the rain. And Brother Bobby, I left 61 and sunny. Amen, for I don't know what it is, and hail. We ran through hail, big around as your pinky finger. Amen, the winds began to blow. About the time we got the east gate, the hail started falling. The temperature started falling. The rain started falling. And about that time, Brother Bobby, I got to wondering, how much wisdom do I got? I mean, it was sunny. It was 61 and sunny when I left Virginia. When I left the mountains, it was pretty. It looked good. I don't know how warm it was going to get, but my God. Amen. I got down through here. Amen. And it kind of relates to spiritual things.
Sure.
Amen. The church has seen better days. We know that. You don't need me to come, amen, and amen, blow, amen, bust your bubble on that. Amen. We know that tonight. Those of you that's been in the house of God for a while, amen, you're thinking, preacher, amen, where have you been? Amen. And we already know this. Amen. I know you do. Amen. But the Lord dealt with me today. Amen. To come and remind me and you, amen, that in the midst, amen, of the winds blowing, amen, come on here tonight. Amen. Right in the midst, amen, of folks falling away. Amen. In the midst of your family, that don't want to hear nothing about God. Amen. I've come to tell me and you tonight. Amen. As we wrap up 2011, it's time we had revival. It's time the Church of America, amen, woke out of her slumber. Amen. Wiped their eyes and said, I'm ready to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. I'm ready to have church in the midst of the falling away. Amen. But notice tonight there will be some that will say it's impossible. Huh? There's some. Amen. I've been around some of our dear elders long enough. I've had some of them come in the midst of our revivals. I've had them, Brother Bobby. Thank God you haven't seen it, but I've had it happen to me. Where they've wagged their head and they pointed their finger and they said, you boys have dropped the ball. Now I want you to notice something tonight. Amen. At the very same time that I've heard some of our elders say discouraging words about revival, the days of revival are over with. Well, really, amen, that means God must be dead. If revival's dead, that means the God of revival has to be dead. Amen. And guess what tonight? He's very much alive. Amen. He's very much where He always has been, sitting on the throne. Amen. I've come to tell them tonight, Brother Bobby. Amen. Those same ones, amen, that said we're in the falling away. All hope's gone. Amen. Just barely can't hold on. Amen. I've seen them set when the Holy Ghost fire was falling. Amen. Without even a hand in the air. My God in heaven, I've come to tell them people tonight. Amen. Don't tell me how good it used to be if you can't show me how good it is today. I come to tell you, we can still have revival. We can still have the power of God in this last hour, in the midst of a falling away or not. I come to have church.
Yes.
Notice something tonight, friend. These patriarchs, the elders of the church, hey man, these men that suffered persecution, these men that went through hard times.
Yes, sir.
These men that really suffered some things. You notice something tonight? When it was illegal to pray, it didn't stop Daniel from praying.
That's right.
When the odds looked like Elijah will not succeed on Mount Carmel, Elijah prayed anyhow. Amen. When the 120, after the 380 had left, you remember Christ appeared, 500. But only 120 stick around. If you notice something tonight, God's always worked in the minority. You hear me tonight? We're never the majority. Never have been. And never will be. And I think that's the way God may like it tonight. His will is that none should perish. Amen. But we know tonight, amen, there'll be very few come on here tonight, amen, that'll find the way of eternal life. Amen. I've come to tell you, amen, those 120, amen, those around them, amen, they were surrounded by persecution. Amen. But can I tell you tonight, they prayed on anyhow. Amen. It didn't look good. Amen. We're surrounded. Amen. We're outnumbered. Amen. So what should we do? Amen. I tell you what some of the church folk would have said. Wave the white flag of surrender. Amen. Just call off prayer meeting. Amen. Call off revival. So-and-so's not going to be there. Amen. Well, if the Holy Ghost is there and you're there, amen, it's prime candidate for revival. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight. Amen. Come and fall away or not. We need to have church in the last days.
I believe that, Brother Anthony. Come on.
Well, see, the good news tonight is not everybody is going to fall away. Huh? I said not everybody is going to fall away. Amen. There will come a falling away. There will be some, the Lord said, that would depart from the faith. Amen. Notice here tonight, amen, the words of Christ. Amen. He began to tell, amen, about the last days. Amen. Church, we realize tonight, those of us that just pay any amount of attention at all to current events, we realize what day and what hour we're living in. Amen. All the signs that Jesus said would come to pass in the last days. We look around and we see that they're troubling times. We see the economies of the world are struggling. Amen. We see a lot of things going on. Amen. In Matthew's Gospel, chapter 24. Amen. Notice here, Jesus said, amen, in verse 5, for many shall come, amen, in my name, saying, I am Christ. But notice here what he said, and shall deceive, amen, many. Amen. Notice tonight, you're finding, amen, that around the world there are different men, amen, that have arisen, amen, on the scene, and said, I am the Messiah. Amen. I am the Christ. I am Jesus Christ. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, they've come for one reason. Amen. They have come, amen, to deceive many. Verse 6, and you shall hear of wars, amen, and rumors of wars. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, see that you be not troubled. Amen. For all these things, amen, must come to pass. Amen. But the end is not yet. Amen. For nation shall rise against nation. Amen. And kingdom against kingdom. There shall be famines, pestilences. Amen. Earthquakes in divers places. Amen. All these, amen, are the beginning of sorrows. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight. Amen. Many false prophets, amen, shall arise. Amen. And shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, amen, the love of many shall wax cold. You know what that links together, don't you? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 3. Amen. Because iniquity shall abound. Look around the world we're living in, church. Amen. I got to thinking today, Brother Bobby. I really did. As we left Virginia, we drove through, I don't know if you've ever been through Middlesbrough, Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
We came right through Middlesbrough, Kentucky. Me and my son, about the same time, on the right hand where there's a Dairy Queen, right by a Baptist church, and right by behind that Baptist church is Middlesbrough Pentecostal Church where the Alonzo Miracles there, Brother Rick Simpson, used to pastor there. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
There was a young boy. I don't know how old. He looked like a teenage boy. Amen. Standing on the street corner, talking on a cell phone. Amen. If this represents or kind of symbolizes any of your children or grandchildren tonight, don't be offended. I'm just making a point here tonight. Amen. I realize there's young people that are lost, and if they come in this meeting, amen, I'll do everything I can within the Word and the Spirit of God to, amen, to see them get saved, delivered, and set free. But Brother Bobby, when I looked over this young man, amen, looked like a toothpick to me. Amen, a skeleton with a little bit of meat over him, and his hair, every bit of it was dyed pink, talking on a cell phone. And I thought, my Lord, this young generation, amen, lost without God. Amen, iniquity, amen, is abounding. I said iniquity is sin is on every street corner. Amen. I'd like to tell you that was the last young man today that resembled that that I saw. Amen. But when I got back up here, amen, around this area, amen, I looked over driving in a car. It wasn't the same boy I knew by the face. It wasn't the same young man. Amen. But it resembled him. Amen. Pink hair. Amen. Dyed. Amen. Talking on a cell phone, driving a car. I would have thought it would have been the same one. Amen. But can I tell you tonight, we're looking at a generation tonight, church. Amen. Lost without God. Amen. Sin's everywhere. It's surrounding us. Amen. It's not just on the outside of church. Amen. But it's on the inside. Amen. They're ordaining. I said they're ordaining homosexuals. Amen. Behind God's sacred desk. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, there is a falling away. Amen. In our midst. Amen. But don't let it come to your soul. Hallelujah.
That's good preaching, brother.
Oh, God.
Come on.
Amen. The Lord would go on. Amen. In Matthew chapter 24, amen, verse 37. But as the days of Noah were, what were the days of Noah like? They were marrying and giving in marriage. They were drinking and having a good time. They were going on just as if nothing was about to happen. But right when they thought peace and safety, sudden destruction, the Lord said, will come. In Noah's day it did. The flood came. God looked down, and the Bible said in the book of Genesis that it repented God that He had made man. Every imagination was wicked. Amen. God repented and said, I'll destroy every one of them and start over with Noah. Amen. I've come to tell you tonight, when you look around this age we're living in, it's just like the days of Noah. Preacher, what were the days of Noah like? Well, we can look at Sodom and, amen, and Gomorrah. We can look at Lot. Amen. We can realize homosexuality and sin, amen, was all around. Amen. Those men, amen, were determined, amen, to know those angels of God. Amen. They was willing to tear, amen, Lot's door down. Amen. Gods and angels, amen, struck them blind. Amen. But it did not stop them. Amen. You look around. Amen. The hour in which we live. I come to tell you tonight, friends. Amen. Pornography. Amen. Knows no age limit. Amen. Sexual affairs and seductions. Amen. On every street corner. On every billboard. Alcoholics. Amen. Drunks. Amen. Dope heads. Or in every county you go to. Amen. I'm telling you, sin. Amen. Is on the rampage. Amen. It's like the days of Noah. Amen. But thank God we can have a Holy Ghost. Amen. Revival. In the midst of a fall away.
Hallelujah. I believe that.
I'm just about through tonight.
Come on in.
Amen. The Lord gave us many signs of what it was going to be like in the end. Brother Bobby, amen, quoted something. He quoted a few things that was right in line with my message tonight. But one thing Brother Bobby said, I believe he was singing it. Amen, in that song. Brother Bobby, when you were singing it, you'll know which one I'm talking about because it just, the title of it just left my mind, but you'll know it when I read. That's it. That's it right there. Brother Bobby, you sung in that song, amen, verse 40 of Matthew 24. Then shall two be in the field, one shall be taken, the other left. Two women shall be grinding at the mill, the one shall be taken, amen, the other one left. Tonight it's that close. You hear me? The Lord's coming. How many more signs, church, do we need to look at and realize the Lord is coming? Ready or not, He's coming again. I said, ready or not, the Lord is coming. I'm going to close tonight. Brother Bobby, I want you to sing that song. I felt led. Amen. I have you sing that song if it's all right. Amen. If you'll notice, one chapter over from Matthew chapter 24 is Matthew chapter 25, of course. But you'll realize in Matthew chapter 25, amen, Jesus spoke about a parable. Amen. He talked about 10 virgins. Brother Bobby, he talked about, and I remember reading as a young Christian, and amen, I wanted to know what made the 5 wise, and I wanted to know what made the 5 foolish, because I didn't want to fall in line with those 5 that were foolish. So I've got to know what makes them foolish, and I've got to know what makes the 5 wise that I can fall in line in the right category. Amen? Brother Bobby, you'll notice something tonight. In Matthew chapter 25, amen, those at one point in the Scriptures, amen, in verse 5 of Matthew 25, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered, and they all slept. Pardon me. That night, when they all laid down, all 10 virgins laid down, no doubt, all 10 felt like, if the Master calleth tonight.
Come on.
Huh? Brother Bobby, if He shows up tonight, I'm ready. Huh? I mean, I've been waiting for this moment. I'm pure. I'm a virgin. Hey, amen. I've got my lamp. I'm ready to go. Hey, amen. And I tell you something tonight, not everybody that calls upon the name of the Lord in that day is going to enter in. They're not all going to hear well done. Amen. He said there would be a group, amen, that'll say, Lord, did we not do all these signs? Didn't we do all these things? Amen. In your name, we laid hands on the sick and they recovered. We cast out devils. Amen. In your name. We done all these things. Amen. In your name. He'll say it to them, depart from me. Amen. You worker of iniquity. Amen. I know you not. Not everybody that claims Jesus is going to heaven. It's a close walk tonight. Amen. And you notice tonight in verse 5 when they all slumbered and they all slept. Verse 6 rolls around. And the Bible says at midnight there was a cry made. That day, my friend, is coming very soon, I believe. Amen. At midnight there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Notice tonight, church, only the ones that were ready could arise, trim their lamps, and meet the bridegroom. Tonight, what made the 5 wise was the fact that they were ready in case he tarries. I got an extra amount of oil. Just in case he doesn't come when I think he's going to come, I'm going to pray on anyhow. Just in case he doesn't come, like Hollywood said in 2012, amen, the end of the world will come and earth as we know it will be destroyed. Amen. Just in case that don't happen, amen, we saw the false prophet in 2011 of May, amen, rise up and say the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, will come back on this day. Hey, come on here tonight. Amen. He was risen up, amen, to deceive many. Amen. But I've come to tell you tonight, in case he don't come, amen, in the morning, in case he don't come, amen, Saturday morning, amen, Sunday morning, amen, I believe I'll go ahead and just watch until he comes. The Bible lets us know in verse 13, watch therefore, for you know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Church, tonight it'll pay me and you, amen, in the midst of a falling away. It'll pay me and you to be ready. Church, don't fall away. If mommy and daddy don't want to go, we've got to make up our mind. I'm going on anyhow. If my spouse, God forbid, says, amen, I'm tired of running a race, and I just can't go another mile. Amen, Brother Bobby, that'd be hard. I know preaching, brethren, tonight, amen, that's going through that. Amen, but I've got to press on. I said, I've got to make it. My soul's at stake, and there'll be hell to pay. Amen, for the soul that's not ready to meet God. Amen, I've come to tell you hell is real. Amen, hell is hot. There'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Amen, they'll be casting the outer darkness. Amen, tonight those that fall away, amen, will be in a place of torment for all eternity. But thank God Jude wrote in verse 24 of that small little letter. And he said, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling. I've come to preach and tell you tonight, amen, I know it's not popular doctrine in America because some of our bigger denomination and churches, amen, preach that you got to sin a little bit every day. I beg your pardon. I said, I beg your pardon. Amen. The Bible does not, amen, teach that doctrine tonight. Preacher, how can you say that? Amen. Well, amen, there was a woman that was caught in the very act of adultery. They brought her to Jesus and said, Master, what do you say to do with her? Moses and the law say, stone her. What do you say? Amen. The Lord stooped down in the sand, in the dirt. We don't know exactly what He began to write. There was something that He wrote in the ground. One by one, church, her accusers walked away. Amen. The Lord said something very pointed that day to that young lady. He said, go and sin no more. I've come to tell you tonight, we cannot live above temptation, but we can live above the sin of this world through the power of the written word and of the Holy Ghost tonight. Stand with us all over this house tonight. We're living in a falling away period, church, but you don't have to fall. There's one tonight, amen, that can keep you from falling. Amen. Right here at the end, amen, of 2011, amen, I said it's time for the church, amen, to fall into an altar of prayer and say, God, I don't know what 2012, amen, has got to hold. Amen. But one thing I know tonight is I've got to be full of the Holy Ghost, amen, and power tonight. Amen. Church, these altars are open. If you don't know Jesus, amen, as your Savior, come tonight. Amen. Church, let's me and you come. Amen. And get full of revival. Come on, everybody that will. Let's come and have prayer meeting tonight. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah.
Ready or not, the Lord is coming.
Oh, He's coming.
Ready or not, coming again.
Ready or not, He's coming again, church.
And the world says, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, it's coming again. Keep your lamb all trimmed and burning. Ready or not, coming again. Two in the bed, and one will be taken. Two in the field, one will ascend. Sun will be darkened, stars will be falling. Ready or not, coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, coming again. Keep your lamp all trimmed and burning. Ready or not, coming again. Well, the world says He's not coming, and they live like there's no end. But it don't matter what the world says. Ready or not, He's coming again. Well, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Well, ready or not, He's coming again. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. Ready or not, He's coming again. They're going to run to the rocks and the mountains, cry for the rocks to fall on them. But they can't hide from His great judgment. Well, ready or not, it's coming again. Well, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Well, ready or not, it's coming again. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. Ready or not. Two in the bend, one will be taken. Two in the field, one will ascend. Sun will be darkened, stars will be falling. Ready or not, He's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, He's coming again. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. Ready or not. World says He's not coming. And they live like there's no end. It don't matter what the world says. Ready or not, yeah, He's coming again. Well, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, He's coming again, yeah. Keep your lamp all trimmed and burning. Two in the bed, and one will be taken. Two in the field, and one will ascend. Sun will be darkened, stars will be falling. Ready or not, it's coming again. Well, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, He's coming again. Well, keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. Ready or not. Well, the world says He's not coming, and they live like there's no end. But it don't matter what the world says. Well, ready or not, it's coming again. Well, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, coming again, yeah. Keep your lamp all trimmed and burning. Ready or not, He's coming again. Well, ready or not, the Lord is coming. Well, ready or not, He's coming again. Well, keep your lamp all trimmed and burning. Well, ready or not, they're gonna run to the rocks and the mountains, cry for the rocks to fall on them. They can't hide from His great judgment. Well, ready or not, yeah, it's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, He's coming again. Keep your lamps all trimmed and burning. Or not, it's coming again. what the world says. Ready or not, He's coming again. Ready or not, the Lord is coming. Ready or not, He's coming again. Keep your lamp all trimmed and burning. Ready or not. It's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. Now, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. I need help, it only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. Now, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new. I need help that only comes from you. Me again, Lord. Troubles come and I can't find an answer. Well, lonely nights I spend in agony. Lord, you're the only friend that I can turn to. So here I am, Lord, back up on my knees. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can't solve. Now, I don't mean wherever you, but here I am facing something new. I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord. I know you're mighty busy in your heaven, watching the world and hanging stars to shine. But you promised if I'd ask, I'd receive it. So here I am, Lord, asking one more time. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a problem that I can solve. Now, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new, and I need help that only comes from you. Me again, Lord.
It's me again, Lord. I got a prayer that needs an answer. Well, it's me again, Lord. I got a problem I can't solve. Now, I don't mean to worry you, but here I am facing something new, and I need help that only comes from you. It's me again, Lord.
Can we give the Lord, Brother Anthony, a big hand clap tonight? Somebody said that sounded like old time preaching to me. That's the kind we like around here. Old time preaching, Brother Sheldon. Preaching that'll stir your heart, make you scratch your head, make you turn around in your seat and say, Lord, I'm sorry. Praise God. That's the kind of preaching I like. Somebody said, they sung that old song that brought to my mind when you was preaching that. Said, I looked down the road and I wondered. Oh, I wondered. Oh, Lord, I wondered to see how far I was from God. Then the song says, I got out my Bible and I read it. I got out my Bible and I read it. And I seen how far I was from God. When Isaiah, King Uzziah had died, Isaiah went into the temple to pray. Amen. To offer up sacrifice of offerings, of atonement. And as he went in, the glory of God filled the temple. And his train did fill the temple. And the cherubims, they did fly. And the Bible said, he said, woe is me, Lord. Woe is me, Lord. I dwell among people of unclean lips. I dwell among people, Lord. You know, Brother Anthony said it right tonight. We're covered with sin around us. I mean, it's on every edge. But Isaiah said, Lord, purge my lips. And the Bible said the cherubim came down from his tongues. And got a coal and touched his mouth and purged his lips. And Isaiah said, woe is me. Amen, brother, when you get in the presence of God, you'll find out how far you really are from God. Amen. If the man of God wants to preach it straight, help me to have enough love of God that I don't get mad at the preacher, that I examine my heart and say, Lord, if that's me, help me to do a little better. Help me, God, to lay it aside. Lord, if it's convicting my heart and you've sent a man all the way from Virginia, a God to talk to me, God, you care for me that much, help me, God, to love you enough that I'll be willing to hear what the man of God says. You know, I've heard a lot of people over the years, Brother Anthony, the man of God to preach, and if we're not careful, we'll take a back seat. I mean, we'll take the down head. You ever been guilty of something? People's bad for it. Now, I've been preaching for 25 years, so I've been around enough to watch people's faces and their expressions, Sister Anna. And they think you can't read them. You can read people like a book, man. I mean, they're so easy. But you get to preaching on something and watch people. They almost whistle. Amen. In other words, don't look at me. Amen. You don't have to stand before God for Brother Anthony. You won't have to stand before God for Brother Bobby. But you'll stand before God for yourself. Not what mommy told you, not what daddy told you. You'll stand before God for yourself. And when you stand before Him, great and small, the Bible said, great and small, good and evil, they're all going to stand before God. Amen. And then, brother, is when it's going to matter. Amen. See, right now, God's give you a grace, a space of grace to get things fixed. And instead of hanging that head and making it look like it's not you, when all the time it is you, amen, you almost, amen, take the notion to look across the seat there at your neighbor and see if they got the down head. Praise God. Amen. But brother, I remember a time, and don't
don't you get offended me tonight, because I'm your pastor and I know you love me. Amen. But I remember a time when a man of God preached like that. Brother, they were standing all over the building, and there was hair flying, and there was a brother screaming, and there was an altar filled, because there was a hunger for the Word. And when the man of God preached it like that, they had a hand raised, and they said, "Preach it, brother! Preach it!" But we're living in a day and hour, we can sit sulking, or sit so settled, that you can't even holler amen at that kind of preaching. When the preacher is telling us that there's a falling away and it's our day, he's not talking about Paul's day. He's talking about your day. And you can sit so enchilad as if it doesn't even matter. When a man of God is telling you you're in a falling away, I'd say, "Lord, help me. I want to make it. God, let me get a hand raised in this hour and let people know that I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And that I'm going to holler amen when the man of God hits me." Anymore, it irks me, and brother, you see this, and I watch for it here, and it don't happen here, because if it did, I'd check it. But this stuff right here, when the man of God's preaching, I got to check him out. Brother, the Bible teaches His Spirit bears witness with our spirit. There is a connection. And let me tell you, whether you got a Bible in your hand or not, if you've been in this any length of time at all, he hits a sour note, he gets off the Word, brother, you're going to know it. And it will check you in a minute. Brother, I ain't even got to have a Bible, and I know when a man of God's getting off the trail, and when he's getting on his opinion, or getting on his own idea. Brother, you ain't got to search a man of God out. Amen. What you need to do is say, "God, give me some of that anointing that that man's got, so I can be stirred." We spend more time trying to check it out. Brother, Johnny Shepherd said, we've got the Tater family that's crept in the wholeness movement. He said, we got the spectators, and he said, we got the commentators. Ain't it the truth, though? Somebody gets blessed on this side of the building. We're going to have revival this weekend. Amen. Somebody get blessed on this side of the building. This side of the building is wanting to check them out and make sure, well, is that really God or not? Wait a minute, I can't get behind that just yet. I'm so up to here with skepticism. Brother, it'd be different, amen, if you wasn't raised in it and didn't know much about it. But brother, the saints of God that's here tonight has been cradled in it, brother. I mean, raised up from a baby in it. My God in heaven, something like this, we ought to be, stirring the fire and saying hallelujah. Praise God. Amen and amen. I'm not ashamed of you tonight. You're mine. But at the same time, I wouldn't be a pastor if I didn't tell you, move up a little higher. That preaching should have had us standing. It should have had us clapping. It should have had us shouting. Them old time preachers, when they preach, and they got on something tight, I'd watch them gray haired mamas. They'd speak in tongues and I'd hear it get shouting. Ah, there was a connection that connected. Them brothers would stand in a row with a hand raised. Some would even pat him on the back. Are you hearing me tonight? Let's get in behind the man of God. Let's push. Not because it's Anthony Browning, but because it's the Word of God. They pushed me down one night, Brother Carter. And I was preaching, and I didn't think I was really preaching strong. I was preaching pretty middle of the way there, really not on a standard. They got on top of me, them old timers, and they literally preached me in the floor. And sweat was dripping off my elbows and off my ears. And I was laying down there, and they rubbed me, and they screamed, and they hollered, "Preach it, brother, preach it." And that night, I seen something that I've never seen since. But that night when I preached, the Holy Ghost was moving back in the corner. And this was in Middlesboro, Kentucky, where you were just talking about. Me and my wife were staying there and our children. And that night in that revival, when they preached me to the floor, those sisters, Sister Angie, began to shout. And I've never seen it since. They all got to shouting and the sisters gathered in a circle. And their hairs intertwined. And as they shouted, all their hair intertwined like somebody was braiding their hair. Woo! I've never seen it since. And I've preached in 111 churches and I've never seen it since. And my wife said she had never seen that in her life. To when women could shout in their hair and not one of them entangle. When the Holy Ghost is in it, there is no confusion. But I said all that to say, there is a power. There is a manifestation. There is a moving of the Holy Ghost. And it's more than just singing a fast song and getting a cold chill down your back. It is a moving through the Word. The Spirit and the Word agree. They will never, ever be contrary. It's impossible for them to be contrary. For they was written by the Spirit. So when the Word has been preached, and the Bible said 3,000 souls was added to the church in one day, yes, we're in a falling away. What does that mean to us? It means exactly what he read. Be not soon shaken, neither by spirit, neither by word that I write unto thee. He was even telling them, even the word that I'm writing to you, the letter that I'm taking the time to write down and pass it to you, don't let it move you. Neither by word, nor by spirit, neither be shaken. Neither by mind, nor by spirit. That's telling us tonight, in the midst of the falling away, preacher, preach it. Stand to your feet. And glorify God. I want to see a great move this weekend. I want to see Harold and Dee get what they need. I want to see the Fugit family that walked out here just a few minutes ago. I want to see him get what he needs. And you all know what I'm talking about. I want to see Rodney Wagers come in this revival and get a breakthrough like he's never had before. Folks, we've got enough people in our little church right here that we can have a revival for the next 6 weeks and have glory and mayhem right here at 5 Mile Old Fashioned Holiness Church. Somebody said, I'm waiting on the church down the road to get here. I'm waiting on the singers and the preachers supposed to be here tomorrow night. Folks, this revival is not for Danville Pike, though Danville Pike can get right in there and get a little bit of it too. But this revival is for 5 Mile Holiness Church. And I don't know how long it'll go, but I've let the man of God come, and I want to give him his liberty. But at the same time, I don't want to hold the brake. I want to get off the brakes, and I want to let the Holy Ghost have its way. You feel like running around the Bible stand? Run. You feel like getting the oil and going praying for a sister? Do it. Brother Bud, thank God that you're Holy Ghost sensitive enough that you can go back in the middle of a song and lay hands on a brother. Somebody holler, praise God. That is what creates a move. Is when somebody takes the incentive to do something. I know in the past, we have so much fake and false and lies that has created such a hesitation in our movement that we are slow and reluctant to even rise up and do what God's asking us to do. I don't care if a hypocrite sits right beside you. If God's bidding you to do something, you better do it. One thing I admonish about 5 Mile, Brother Anthony, and you'll learn this as you stay on. We will not move unless it's God. And if God ain't moving, you're looking at Him. That's where they'll be. But I want to say this to 5 Mile. Feel for Him. Push for Him. If He don't come back, Sister Angie, and dip you a little blessing there tonight, rise out there and see if you can get a dip or two. There is nothing wrong with a sacrifice of prayer.
No, no. Amen, Brother Bob.
Somebody said, I got to get in the Spirit. Where did you read that in the Word of God? He said that sacrifice of praise lifts up holy hands without wrath and without doubting, believing that He is and that He is the rewarder of those that diligently seek Him. Now that's the Word. So that means if Brother Wagers feels like saying, hallelujah, go ahead and do it, Brother Wagers. That means if Sister Cheryl feels like, let the Spirit speak through her. Go ahead, sis. I'm saying all this as your pastor because I know you. And I'm asking you, mind the Lord this weekend. I feel like there's good things if we'll just mind God. Now, there's supposed to be a few here tomorrow night from Ed Stouts. There's supposed to be some other folks here tomorrow night. But that's irrelevant. You be here tomorrow night and get what you need to get tomorrow night. I want to say this to you as we close. Tomorrow night, we're having a foot washing and communion. So you all be prepared for that. And we do it once a year, and we do it on watch night service. The sisters will stay up here. The brothers will go into the fellowship hall and do the foot washing in there. And then we'll all take the communion service together. Let me say this to you all. It's this time every year. People are slow about when you give out communion and foot washing. I have given out before and people will lay out of church because it's foot washing and communion. I'll say this, shame on you. Because He said in His Word to do this in remembrance of me. And He said, if you'll be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you before my Heavenly Father and His angels. Now, there's nothing wrong with being convicted. If you don't feel like taking the communion, don't you take it. But I'm here to tell you, don't let the devil defeat you either. If you got the blood of Jesus Christ shed abroad in your life, you are a candidate to take the communion and be washed your brothers and sisters' feet. These two work together. So we're going to do that tomorrow night. And I'm just letting you know to be prepared. Some of you said, well, my feet ain't the best. We're not worried about your feet. We're worried about your soul. Brother Edgar Rogers has done gone on to be with the Lord. I washed his feet. And the Spirit of God shouted me. And him, 81 years old. And he had a fungus problem. And he said, brothers, you all go before me, and I'll go last. I said, no. No, you go first. I said, God's able to heal you right now. I'm not pinning any roses on me tonight. But he didn't have that fungus after that foot wash. God healed him as sure as I'm sitting here. He stuck his feet in there and he shouted. And we shouted and we spoke in tongues. And every one of us, I guess, We washed each other's feet, but we may have washed in about an inch of water because it started with about 8 inches. But when we got done, there might have been an inch. There was water everywhere. But we had such a time. Folks, there's blessings in doing what God commands you to do. We could see Brother Shelton be healed tomorrow night. Right like that. By doing what? By being obedient. So we want you to meditate. We want you to pray about it. The foot washing, the communion tomorrow night. Also, food for Brother Anthony and Sister Browning and their children. We've already got quite a bit in there. I think thanks to everybody that's brought it. Sandwiches and hot dogs and pies in there. I mean, they're looking pretty good. I might stay all night with them tonight. They're looking pretty good in there. But anyway, we want you to continue to bring food for them. What you can think about. We just got some milk and bread the church brought today. They may need some more of that if you want to bring another gallon of milk or some bread. They'll go through that pretty quick. But they'll be here tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday night. And we want to thank the Lord in the offering tonight. We'll take care of Brother Anthony. But we got $160 tonight. We appreciate the offering tonight for that. Other than that, no Sunday school. No Sunday school. Like I said, we start tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and we'll go to midnight. But no Sunday school. But be back here Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Brother Anthony will be ministering again and tomorrow night. So, yes. Thank you, Brother Carter. Was there another request before we go home? Let's all stand all over the building. We're going to be dismissed. Brother Jeff had to go home. Now, I want to say this as we're praying for Brother Carter. Brother Jeff Moore that just left here. His wife pretty much pushed him out tonight, which is good. I'm glad she did. But tomorrow night is going to be her trying time. The doctor said after the second day of surgery, she's going to be in severe pain. They've already removed the tonsils. They've already scraped her neck. They went down in and do some things. And she's on some real powerful medicine. Well, right now she's pretty much feeling good. But he said tomorrow the medicine will wear off. And when it wears off, she's going to be hurting. I'm asking y'all not, let's say a special prayer for Trish. Jeff's going to need that. Trish is very emotional, and so is Brother Jeff. So they both, he called me in a panic Thursday. They had just had the surgery. They'd come out. He was calling me crying on the phone. He said, Bob, they've canceled my insurance. He had no insurance. They had just done the surgery. He said, I know I got insurance. They said, I ain't got no insurance. They said, I got to go buy her, put medicine. The medicine's over $500. I didn't know what to do. I said, call your work. Call your work. Call your HR department. So he calls them. They did a background check. Somehow, somebody had messed up. He did have insurance. So they got it fixed out. He got the insurance. And not only that, the work paid 100% of the pills. They said, we'll pay for it ourselves. They hot-wired the money to the CVS and paid for the medicine. So God worked it out, didn't he? But what I'm saying is, you know, Brother Jeff and Sister Trish really needs our prayers tonight. I noticed when he left, he's troubled. He's troubled. And I can read him pretty good. But he needs our prayers tonight. Brother Carter is standing in for Johnny Lee. Johnny Lee, Brother Anthony, long story short, just a few weeks ago, had a tragic accident. An air compressor blew up on him, and it literally knocked him out, just unconscious. He was in a coma. He went for so long without breathing. I don't know how many hours it was, they said, without breathing. And when they found him and they air carried him, we just thought the worst. But, boys, I got a phone call that morning. And Sister Lisa and them was up all night, and they called and they said, he's a talking, he's awake, and he's going to be all right. He's a walking miracle tonight. But he's up and about because God allowed him to be up and about. So let's ask God to let him know that and understand that. And no doubt he does, but I want to see him get completely, I want to see him give his heart to the Lord. Dennis is not here tonight. Another new convert come back to the Lord, Brother Anthony. Maybe he'll be back here tomorrow night or Sunday night. But Dennis and Gigi, we're praying. I'm saying all this because we're going to do it with Brother Carter here. He's standing in for all these families. Folks, we've got enough sickness in here. We need revival. Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, Brother Jeff and Sister Trish.